FBI investigators say Brian and Candy Cordy used false and fraudulent claims to get 22 people around the country to invest a total of $722,000 in a project the Cordys referred to as a marijuana theme park they called Bud and Breakfast. According to a U.S. Attorney's Office affidavit, the Cordys enticed the people to buy shares of their company called Ice Fog Holdings to develop a marijuana cultivation, processing, and retail facility at the site of the old Midway Lodge in Salcha, which the couple bought in 2018. The affidavit says the Cordys told investigators the attraction would, quote, include glass ceilings so Ice Fog's customers could lie in bed and watch the northern lights, unquote. Fairbanks-based assistant U.S. attorney and lead prosecutor Ryan Tanzi says they take investment fraud extremely seriously.
And our office, U.S. Attorney's Office, is going to use all the resources that we have to investigate and hold culpable parties accountable in cases like this.
Brian Cordy declined to comment about the case on tape, but he said in a written response to query that, quote, an indictment is merely an allegation and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Unquote. Cordy allegedly told investigators beginning in mid-2017 that he expected the company's profits would grow quickly, from $3.8 million in the first year to more than $23 million after 3 years. And he said their investments would grow 30-fold. But the project never came to fruition. Investigators say the Cordys and as-yet-unnamed co-conspirators knew the business had no real revenue potential and little to no prospect of obtaining a license from the state Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office. They also said the Cordys used the money from investors for personal purposes. The Cordys are scheduled to be arraigned on Monday at the federal courthouse in Fairbanks on charges that include 3 counts of wire fraud and 1 count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.